talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. I'm going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I also wanted to announce a new novel. And I am the author, Matt Flynn. The name of the novel is Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. It's released last month by Speaking Volumes Publisher. It's available wherever books are sold. I had a lot of fun writing it, and I think you'll have a lot of fun reading it. And the premise of the book is that ISIS plans a 9/11 style attack on the U.S. Capitol during the State of the Union address to kill everybody in the Capitol. And they make a very bad mistake. And that mistake is they decide to embed their assassins in Milwaukee and then have them go secretly to Washington. And it's a very, very bad idea because Milwaukee takes care of business. You'll like it. And it's a lot of fun. Milwaukee Jihad is my third novel by Matthew Flynn. And hope you enjoy reading it. Well, I want to talk about Texas. And, you know, we talk a lot about politics, you know, about Cruz, about who says what outrageous thing, who votes, who doesn't vote, and all that. But all the culture of the far right has a real impact in a very, very bad way. Let me give you an example in Texas. There is a guy in Texas, a prisoner, who's been in solitary confinement for 27 years. That's sadistic. 27 years. He's in a cell that's 9 by 6 feet. It's smaller than a compact parking space. He says it's 3 steps to the door. He brought a lawsuit saying it's cruel and unusual. It's 3 steps to the door and then 3 steps back. His whole day, he'll take 3 steps forward and 3 steps back. There are more than 500 people in Texas who have been in solitary confinement for more than 10 years. There are 138 people in Texas who have been in solitary confinement more than 20 years. More than 20 years. The UN put out a resolution that nobody should be in solitary confinement for more than 15 days. This prisoner who's been there 27 years, Dennis Hope, got an 80-year sentence for armed robbery. And he was put in solitary confinement because he tried to escape. In his court pleadings, he said that his eyesight is going because he has nothing to look at. His vocal cords are going because he has nobody to talk to. And his vocabulary is going because he has nothing to say and nobody to say it to. This is sadism, the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, part of the Bill of Rights, says that no cruel and unusual punishments can be meted out for criminal offenses. Remember something, up until the revolution, our revolution, in parts of Europe, they would torture people routinely if they committed a criminal offense. I mean, back in the 16th and 17th centuries, they'd tie them to two horses and have them run separate and just pull them apart. They did disgusting, really disgusting things. And there's no law that said they couldn't do it. One of the strokes of genius of the framers of our Constitution has said no cruel and unusual punishment. You don't get to torture people In the 1970s, the courts briefly said that the death penalty was cruel and unusual, and then a conservative Republican court went the other way. But solitary confinement for 27 years, where for 27 years, because the man committed armed robberies and tried to escape, he subjected to sadism. Three steps forward, three steps back. Once a week, he's taken out to a little exercise area where he walks around by himself and doesn't see anybody. 500 people have been in solitary confinement in Texas for more than 10 years. 138 of them for more than 20 years. Dennis Hope for 27 years. Now, what is it about the culture in Texas, quite frankly, that not only tolerates sadism in their criminal justice system, but seems to take enjoyment from it? That, for instance, this is entirely different from solitary confinement. They just passed a law that said if you encourage anyone to vote absentee, it's a crime. So poll workers are afraid to answer questions about absentee voting. They call up and people say, do I need to post an ID with it? The answer is yes, under Texas law. Okay, what do you think? What should I do? If you answer that question, is it a crime? That's an authoritarian state. Texas is not a normal, it's not part of an American democracy. It's an authoritarian state. And its criminal justice system, that they would bother to defend putting somebody in solitary confinement for 27 years is disgusting. It went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the court of appeals that oversees a lot of the southern states, and they said 2-1 in their decision that he hadn't shown that this was cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. Now it's going to go up to the U.S. Supreme Court, 6-3 Republican. There was a case a long time ago where guards in Alabama would routinely hit and beat people. And one of the wardens down there said to the guards, quote, "Don't have too much fun with them, boys." That comment and that case finally led the Supreme Court to say that Alabama couldn't do that. But Clarence Thomas dissented, and that didn't seem to bother him. Let me tell you something. When a society engages in sadism as opposed to penology, there are people that have to be put in prison. There are absolutely people that have to be put in prison. There are people that have to be put in prison the rest of their lives, and there are people that have to be put in prison to protect everybody. But to deliberately treat them sadistically, to take enjoyment out of the fact that every day they go back and forth with three steps, and that their vocabulary, vocal cords, and eyesight are going, and that they're in solitary confinement, is wrong. It's un-American. It's a violation of the Eighth Amendment. It's not even close. And I don't know what you can do. Under the Constitution, the federal government can't just go and say Texas is incapable of governing itself in a human fashion. I mean, they do have elections, although they're doing everything in their power by threatening, for instance, poll workers and election officials with criminal sanctions for encouraging absentee voting. People down there are in jail for voting because they mistakenly think their probation is up, their probation period is over, and they're off by a week, and then they go to prison. You can't just take over the government. You have to depend on the citizenry. But when they gerrymander the way they do, and then when they make voting difficult and apply it really in the big Democratic counties like Houston, Harris County, it's a chicken and the egg. How do you bust through that? How do you bust through that? Well, I'll tell you what, it's not just Texas, Missouri. Josh Hawley, one of my least favorite senators, is selling cups for $20 a piece, mugs, that have a picture of him giving the thumbs up to the insurrectionists. Remember, he goes into the Capitol and he gives them the thumbs up. They're going to go in and five people are going to die. They're going to beat up police officers, squeeze the head of one of them and stamp one of them almost to death. And he gives them the thumbs up. And then when they said, well, that's wrong, and this is an insurrection, he goes, he lies. And he says, well, I was only giving the thumbs up for the peaceful ones. I was not giving the thumbs up to the violent ones. He gave them the thumbs up to the whole crowd. And some of them had weapons. And you've seen that video of the cop getting his head crushed, screaming. And then that poor guy who's beaten on the ground, about to be kicked to death. And he said, I have four children, and somebody spared him. Woman got shot. A woman did get trampled to death. Guy got shot in the face with bear spray, committed, had some kind of stroke or heart attack. Somebody else committed suicide. Hawley is a disgrace to the Senate. Should not be in, and he's marketing cups for $20 a piece, mugs, with a picture of him giving the thumbs up to the insurrectionists and then lying about it and saying, well, I was only singling out some of the insurrectionists. Going to break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. If you're on hold, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.